Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and yes, maybe even good evening. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with you as always. Under some incredibly difficult times that we are dealing with in the country with COVID-19, we now have looting and rioting and more chaos in the streets. In every city, not just one, not just two, just about every city that you can think of, and quite unimaginable, to be honest with you, how people have taken matters into their own hands. This is not America, Mike Wilson. This is not America, my friend.
This is not America. And, you know, peaceful protest has always been something that's been part of our culture. I mean, obviously you go back to the times of Martin Luther King, in peaceful protests, but the rioting, the looting, people are already hurting with their businesses because of the COVID-19. And now they're hurting even more with the destruction of their property, their businesses, their livelihoods. It's just really a shame to see what it's come to, you know, the last couple of days.
Yeah, it's insane, man. It really is. Be safe. Like, being totally serious with you people. Be extremely safe. Be careful. Know your surroundings, because, quite frankly, at this moment in time, we don't know what could happen. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports, will get his viewpoint from Toronto, Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders, for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Tired of the same old hat? CoverageGear.com is the top destination to find the hats and gear you need to represent your favorite pro teams and players. Head to CoverageGear.com with the promo code radio and grab a cap with the iconic jersey number of the all-time greats and current stars from the NBA, NFL, MLB, and more. These classic hats come in the font and style of the superstars team. So with the number 30 from Golden State, number 2 from the Yankees, number 23 from the Bulls, or a number 12 from the Packers, CoverageGear.com will help you honor the legends of yesterday and today. And with Father's Day coming up, timing couldn't be better to check out our collection of dad hats, trucker caps, beanies, stickers, and more. Use promo code RADIO and get 20% off. That's promo code RADIO at CoverageGear.com. CoverageGear.com. We've got you covered.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Fly to center field, deep, going back, Jackie Bradley looking up, and it is gone! Yastrzemski takes it out of Fenway, his 20th home run of the season. A drive to left center field, deep to the gap, Bowen Gonzalez with a three-run home run, and the Twins take the lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports, here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Gotta say, that's an incredibly welcoming sound in my ears after the chaos, the destruction, the mayhem that we've seen all across America, in our cities, in our towns, in our states. It's extremely sad. I am disappointed. I'm hurt. I'm so many different things at this moment in time, and I know that I've had a certain scenario and a certain way that I have talked about sports coming back and been extremely non-supportive of it, to be honest with you, fellas. And now I'm at a point where we need sports, man. I'm sorry, but we need sports back. We need them as soon as possible because we can see what's going on all over the world, obviously with the COVID-19 and now the George Lloyd situation, only escalating problems throughout America. And quite frankly, we need a friggin' release, people. We need something to get our minds off of what is going on. And quite frankly, I'm going against the grain. I'm going against what I've said, because I was never really about having sports come back. But we need them, guys. We do. We need them 100% in the sense of it takes people's minds off of things. It helps morale 100%. So there's a lot of reasons to bring back sports. And speaking of bringing back, John Poulter, our professor of sports, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, welcome back. On the outside looking in, what can you say about what's happening in America, John?
Good morning, Andy. I guess it's pretty sad news, whichever way you look at it. We see the same news that you do in terms of highlights and lowlights, I guess, might be a better way to describe it. The events of this week, extremely tragic, shocking. I don't know how else to describe it. Pretty nasty stuff. Whether sports is the answer, I don't know, but certainly we need something to get morale back, and what we saw this week was very bone-chilling, to say the least.
Good morning, John. It's like Andy said at the top, it's disgusting, it's sad, it's, you know, what's been going on in this country, and he kind of took my question there in terms of, you know, you guys up there in Canada, What has been your viewpoint or the general viewpoint of people up in the Great White North of America with all this?
Well, good morning, Mike. I guess we see it from afar, and somewhat we see some of the news has been, I shouldn't say filtered, but we get a slightly different angle of it because primarily we watch Canadian channels, which are not obviously not local channels when it talks about things like this. But stories like that make the headlines worldwide, whether it's North America, whether it's Europe, whether it's Australia, whether it's Asia, whether it's South America. They're worldwide stories. They're not pleasant stories. Very disturbing to watch, regardless of what corner of the world they occur in. I don't know how you deal with it, quite frankly. You know, looking at it as a non-U.S. Individual and looking at it from afar, it strikes me as being a very terrible situation, and I gotta wonder what just went through these people's minds when this terrible act was being committed. I can't think of any other way to describe it, quite frankly.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's horrific. It was horrendous. It's any adjective that you can come up with that is showing how disgusted you are with the way that people can act. And again, I don't want to make this be the way that everybody else is, where everybody's going up against all the police now. And like you're saying, there's a few bad apples, and we can find a few bad apples in any business, any organization, pretty much everything that we live with in our daily lives. We can find a bad apple if we want. So I think to blanket it and say that all cops are bad is bad. It's not right. It just isn't. And I know police officers. I know sheriffs. I know these people. They're my friends. And quite frankly, I guarantee you that they are not standing up with these people that do these horrific acts to other people. It just, there's no way. So I don't appreciate people blanketing a whole profession based on a few different acts, or several different acts, obviously, in this case. And, you know, this honestly, guys, this brought me back to the Rodney King days of seeing that on television. And then obviously what took place after that in L.A., throughout the country. I want people's voice to be heard. I absolutely do, 100%. But I do also think that there's a way to display it. And I don't think destructing your neighborhood malls, ruining the beauty of cities throughout America, I just don't understand it. I can't fathom it. And it doesn't make any sense to me, guys. So, you know, we're supposed to be talking about sports. And quite frankly, I personally think all these things – do somewhat go hand in hand. If we have sports, if we have entertainment, do we have as much chaos going on throughout the world right now? And that's a serious question, John. I'll ask you first.
Interesting question, and I'm not really sure I have the right answer for it, Andy. You know, I'm not so sure, with all due respect, I'm not so sure that bringing sports back would be the answer here. Especially since we're looking at sports coming back with no fans in the stadium. What is that going to do? All it's really going to do is take some of these people off the streets, and instead of committing violent acts and after acts as they have in Atlanta and other places around the U.S., maybe they're going to be in front of their TV sets watching the Yankees, watching the Dodgers, watching the Tigers, watching the Timberwolves, etc., and here in Canada watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. But at the end of the day, this is all a behavioral thing. And, you know, whether this is stress that's driving these people to this, or whether it's just, I don't know how to describe it, quite frankly. And to your point, you know, let's not brand all police officers in this same category. There's always bad apples in every bunch. I worked for a major organization for 42 and a half years, and over that 42 and a half years, I met an awful lot of nice people. I also met a select number of people that I considered to be bullies and just bull in a china shop, and it was their way or the wrong way, and quite frankly, in my opinion, that was often the same thing. That's what we're looking at with these four individuals in Minneapolis. We're looking at a very small sample size out of a very large population who have not done their organization proud. every organization has them. So, you know, unfortunately, it's life.
Yeah, I agree. Mike, jump in.
No, you know, sports is kind of a microcosm of society, and I think it brings out the best in society, where, you know, you have people from different backgrounds, different races, different viewpoints on different things come together for a common goal, and that's, you know, to win a hockey game, to win a baseball game, football, basketball, whatever it may be. And if we could get back to that somehow in our everyday societal, just our everyday life, that would be great. And I think sports could play a role in that. But it's just, you know, I just woke up this morning just kind of sad, in terms of what this country's gone through and the destruction of people who are suffering because of COVID, and now they're suffering even more because they can't work because their own businesses have gone up in flames or been looted and destroyed.
Yeah, I hear you, Mike. And it's again, this is tragedy. This is tragic. This is horrific. This is not the way that we should be going about our business in 2020. And you know what? It's kind of a crazy statement, but hindsight is 2020, and I would encourage you people to go and look up what hindsight 2020 means, and it is exactly what's going on right now in our world in 2020. All right, we got to take a little break. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll try to figure out how we can talk about hockey and baseball and get away from the destruction and mayhem that we've been through over the past couple few days. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with John Poulter here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Severson on the puck. Let's see if the Devils get set up here. To the circle it comes. Played across. Paul Derry shifts. He scores! The All-Star back with the Devils has made this a 5-1 game.
Kuba.
Nice. That bounces away. Van Riemsdyk picks it up. Pass to Konecny. Back to Van Riemsdyk. He scores! A beauty on the rush after the turnover. And JVR gives the Flyers a 3-1 lead.
Sabat steps into it. Now following up. Here's Peck in front. Redirect. Horland. Rebound scores. It's Colin White. And it's 3-2 Ottawa.
Malkin. Stripped of the puck by Zacha. Pavel Zacha plays it across. They score! Brian Boyle shorthanded.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
That's right, baby. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us a couple few different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. From Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For the Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports. Might as well check out all the social media stuff, too. On Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. And, again, Mike is usually the guy that creates a lot of the unbelievable posts that we have out there, and we want, we encourage, and absolutely need your thoughts and your opinions on our comments, on what we're throwing out there. It's the Dorf on Sports page on Facebook, and then also on Instagram, the real Dorf on Sports. You can catch us there. You know, we've had a few days now to kind of digest what the NHL's plan would be moving forward, John. And quite frankly, the more I think about it, the more I like it, to be honest. It's like, you know, they're having a tournament of sorts, and they're going to expand the playoffs, and that would mean that the Coyotes make it. So that's great news right out in front. I think they'd be playing the National Predators, which would be probably pretty daunting and pretty challenging. But with that being said, you've had a little time to digest this. Do you like what the NHL will do if they are able to bring back hockey?
I think it's the best they can do in a very bad situation. From a purist standpoint, I don't like it. We've got 24 teams making the playoffs. We've got 7 teams not making the playoffs. To me, that makes a mockery of what you play a regular season for. We've had a ton of teams play anywhere from 68 to 71 games. To find themselves in a free-for-all, first round as a best of five. Montreal, classic example, when the regular season was stopped back in March, they had a 1% chance of making the playoffs. Now they've got a 1/24th chance of winning the Stanley Cup. Are they going to do it? Probably not. The odds are against them. But we're talking about short series. First round is 3 of 5. We're talking about players that are rested, so injuries probably not going to be a factor. Workload's not going to be a factor. The goaltender comes up big, and very quickly we could see some very good teams. And I'm thinking Pittsburgh and Edmonton here. Could very easily find themselves out of the playoff picture very quickly because of good goaltending. I'm not a fan of it. I recognize that whatever they were going to do, nobody was going to be 100% happy with it. Players, owners, fans, league executives, no one was going to be real happy with it. It's a compromise, so let's look at it that way and say it's positive. But, you know, I have to wonder from the public's standpoint, how the public look at this, because I think the numbers I saw were that the NHL committed that every player would be tested daily and every staff member would be tested daily, and I think they're putting a cap of 50 people per team. So you very quickly do the math and say that a 10 days would cover a 5-game series, or say 12 days to add a couple of off days in there. You don't have travel days, obviously, with these hub cities. We're talking about 12 or 13 COVID-19 tests to keep these guys playing hockey. And while that's the obviously the right way to go, you have to sit back and think, are those 10 or 12,000 tests that could be used on Joe Public to stop this thing spreading around? And that's kind of the problem that I have with it, is the precautions that have to be taken are at the expense of the general public, and I'm not sure that that's the right road.
Yeah, John, I mean, you kind of stepped into what I was going to ask. I mean, do the majority of hockey fans, in your opinion, really want the season to come back?
I think there's a mixed feeling on it, Mike. I mean, obviously we sit back and say hockey wouldn't be hockey and spring wouldn't be spring in Canada if there weren't any Stanley Cup playoffs. But on the other hand, we're going to be sitting at home watching this on TV. No one's going to be going to the arenas. We're at a time when for most of the country in Canada, the summer is a three-month period. You know, it's similar to the northern states in the U.S., Michigan, Wisconsin, those states. It's certainly not like California, Arizona, Texas, Florida. We have a relatively short summer. We like to enjoy those summers. We don't like to spend them sitting inside watching TV on TV sports. So I have to think that there'll be some curiosity. Certainly from my standpoint, I'll watch a few games out of curiosity to see what it's like after the layoff, what it's like at playing in front of an empty arena if the players have the same get up and go. But will I sit and watch it night after night the way that I do in April and early May? I think the answer to that is probably I won't.
Let me ask you guys this, just kind of a random question, just based on the topic that we're talking about. And again, we're speaking with John Poulter, our professor of sports, about NHL hockey, a little bit about baseball, just about life, to be honest with you. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, as always. And obviously appreciate you listening to us on SB Nation Radio or however you may be checking us out. Do you think that this is kind of a double question here. Without fans in the stands, I know it's really difficult to feel that energy as a player and a person that's in that arena. But I want to compare it to what we're going through right now in our daily lives, where we wind up showing these people looting and rioting on TV. Everybody's glued to the television right now. And what I'm trying to say, and I guess my point about sports is, and I heard you talk about this a little earlier, John, if you put it on TV and you can't be in the stands, does it get people off the streets, and does it get people away from doing things that they shouldn't be doing? We can't have civilians being absolutely crazy and insane and doing whatever they want and running amok all over the states and all over the cities and all over the towns, just causing destruction and mayhem. So getting back to my original point, we're seeing all this stuff unfold on TV. I would much rather watch a sporting event unfold on TV. What say you, John Poulter?
I'm sort of in agreement with you. I think you'll always get the diehard fans that will always go back and watch Major League Baseball, always watch NBA basketball, always watch NHL hockey, and then you'll get people like myself that are fans and are somewhat curious to see what kind of reaction we're going to get. But for the most part, I guess the good news is that's going to get a percentage of people off the street. The question is it going to get the right people off the street? Because my guess is that the people that are hockey fans and baseball fans and basketball fans are not the people that are out misbehaving at the present time. So it's an unknown equation, quite frankly. It's a great thought, and I hope you're right, but I have my doubts that putting sports back on TV is going to attract the people inside that we want to attract inside, quite frankly.
Mike, what about your thoughts? Any hope for what I'm saying?
Well, there's always hope, but then there's reality to it. And right now, based on what's going on, I don't know how much hope I really have, because you're just seeing the worst of people's behavior, the worst of just us as human beings taking place across the country. So Yeah, there's always hope, but based on what you see, based on just what you visually take in, it's hard to see.
I agree. Hey, John, one more quick question on NHL hockey. It sounds like they're going to go to a 28-man roster. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's the right way to go. I'm surprised it's 28. I'm surprised it's not 30, quite frankly, especially since the American Hockey League is done for the year. There are some top prospects that would be available to fill out these rosters. But I guess my concern is, and one thing that the NHL has not addressed, at least not addressed it publicly that I've seen, is what happens if one or more players on a team or more than one team happen to contract this virus while this tournament is going on. Clearly, with a 28 or 30 man roster, they'd have the people to fill in. But what effect does that have on the tournament if all of a sudden two or three players drop out with this disease? We saw the NBA shut down with one case.
Yeah, that's a great point, John. As always, man, you fill us with great stuff on the program. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Always fun to chat with you. Take care, and look forward to chatting with you next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, our professor of sports, kind of breaking things down and being realistic about it, too, I guess. So, hey, we all need something right now. We need hope, for sure. That's 100%. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do it. We'll come back and continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you are right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American and one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Boom.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I'm Tiger Woods. I'm Tiger Woods. Whee!
Are you serious? Where did he come from?
Speaking of Tiger Woods, man, oh, man, the event that took place last week, Mike, with Phil, Tiger, Peyton, and Tom, I mean, it was cool to see Tom Brady not be that good at something, wasn't it, to be quite honest with you?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And, you know, it was fun to see him get the ribbing, you know, from Barkley from time to time when he was, you know, putting the third hole tee shot on the seventh fairway and hooking it. And, you know, but it was good television. Look, the ratings speak for what it was. And it was, I think it was like the most viewed sporting event, obviously through the COVID. Through this COVID-19 era, but people paid attention to it. And I believe, I think a big part of that was the personalities. I mean, Peyton Manning, say what you want about, you know, maybe about him in some negative way, which it just boggles my mind, people that want to do that. But I mean, he's good. Peyton's good television. Like he's cracking jokes. He's making fun of people and everything. And then Phil just, he's a trash talker, and in a situation like that, it's fun to watch. And you know, it was just one of those things where actually I had to go back and kind of look at it from the standpoint of just it being entertainment and not taking it so seriously.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a few different angles that I kind of want to go down here. First and foremost, Peyton Manning is a character. Peyton Manning is extremely likable. Peyton Manning is charismatic. Peyton Manning knows what to say, when to say it, how to say it. He's flat out made for TV. Okay, flat out. That's my 100% opinion on Peyton Manning. Tom Brady, like I'm saying, it was kind of cool to see this guy who is so good at obviously dissecting people on a football field and making them look foolish. And nobody can ever take that away from him. But it was also really cool in the sense to see that this guy struggled on the golf course. And you know what? For a while, he was kind of extremely quiet, and he was, you know, not this big star. And then all of a sudden, you're right, Chucky Barkley decides to, you know, give him the business and start telling him, well, hey, you know, I want a piece of you. I think I could beat you. How many strokes you want? You know, that kind of thing. And then, bam, Tom Brady nails a shot from like 150 yards out, and all of a sudden, he's got character, he's got poise, he's got charisma, and all of a sudden he becomes part of the show. And it was cool. I mean, it was really cool. And then, you know, he went back, he reverted back to his old self a little bit here and there, and you know, every now and then he'd pull a shot out of his, you know what, and hey, it was cool. And then you had Phil, who's out there, and this guy is like literally giving Tom Brady a lesson on every single shot, and like telling him all the different aspects of the golf course. Like, you see, there's a little bit more green here, and it's this, and it's a little bit lighter here. Your ball's going to skid off of this if you do that. And he was just so, like, it was like he was giving this guy a 4 or 5 hour lesson out there on the golf course. And he was truly like enjoying it, which was pretty cool to see. And I'm not the hugest Phil Mickelson guy. So it was kind of cool in a sense to see Phil just be one of the guys and like actually trying to help somebody out. And then there's Tiger, who the guy was all business, man. I'm sorry, but he was out there and he was trying to win this thing for sure. And obviously I don't think anybody goes out there trying to lose, but Tiger, there wasn't a lot of commentary and a lot of talk and small talk from Tiger. Sure, you had a little bit of banter with the announcers and him, and you know, they brought Bill Murray into the equation a little bit, and you know, tried to make things funny with that a couple weeks ago. And you know, this was one of those things where I think it hit so many different
people. You had Barkley, who's a basketball guy. You know, you have Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, who are football guys. You have Tiger and Phil. They're the golf guys. I think what you did here is you brought a bunch of different types of people together. And quite frankly, man, it's perfect for what's going on right now. I mean, you got to bring people together somehow, some way. I've always said this, Mike. Sports and music, those are two ways where you can really bring people together. And for a few hours, you know, last weekend, we got away from what was going on, the devastation, the mayhem, the destruction, everything that's going on in this country right now. We were able to get away from that for a few hours with those guys. So that's why I'm saying, I mean, it goes back to my whole point of when we were talking to John. I absolutely think sports would make a definite impact, and it would change the dynamic of what's going on a little bit. I'm not saying it's going to totally change things and everybody's going to just stay home and we're going to be all – it's going to be all good. I'm not saying that. But I do think that if you have the diversion, if you have the distraction of something that's positive and good going on, it can only help, man. It can only help.
You would hope so. You know, it would, I know from a personal standpoint, it would personally help just seeing some, you know, live baseball, live, you know, hopefully college football, but, you know, I still have my big reservations with that. But, you know, just something to take away from just the mayhem, the destruction, just the negativity that we got going on in this country right now.
Yeah.
Due to the COVID and now due to, you know, just showing our worst side that we have, in terms of our society. It's just sad and a distraction. I think I agree with you on this for the most part. Would be a welcome distraction.
All right. Speaking of welcome distraction, let's jump out to the phones and let's hook up with one of our favorite callers, Mitch in Santa Monica. You got the Dorf Man. You got Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I can only imagine what is on your mind today, my friend. How you doing?
Great. I'm so glad I'm a welcome distraction each and every week. It's an honor to be a distraction to the Dorfman and Mike Wilson, I must say. let's start off in serious, and we'll circle back around to how you opened the show. Last week's golf event, made for television, variety special, whatever you want to call it, was exactly what I thought the country needed. It was competition. And by the way, that lesson you were telling, that talk about that Mickelson was giving Brady, don't fool yourself. He was giving it to all of us. He was wanting to let us on what he's thinking about. You can see that this guy's talking upgrade, downgrade, look at the different colors. It was not just for him. He knew that there were millions of eyes on him, and this is what we wanted in that show, and he completely stole it. It was fantastic. You know, and Tom Brady knocking it in on, what was it, 7? He struggled for the first 6 holes. But after that, you know what? Golf is the ultimate equalizer when you think about it in terms of sports that people can play. Everyone can play the sport. You can get a handicap so you can kind of play together and have some sort of fun competitive balance for it. And, yeah, you struggle, but there's that one shot every day. And, Andy Dorf, I know you know this better than anyone else. One shot. You can have 100 bad shots, and you hit one shot that'll bring you back each and every time. Tom Brady was fantastic on the back nine. He made some winning putts. He was reduced from the GOAT of the NFL, but he was playing golf. You know, Brady, Peyton was on fire. He was doing some stuff that probably he didn't expect to do. I thought it was a wonderful event. It was great, exactly what we needed. And it was and it was so competitive, they had the queue at 4:30 in the afternoon here in the Pacific. You know, it was supposed to go off at 5, and they're like, oh, we got to get through these holes by 5. And the show didn't end until 5:30. They went 5.5 hours, guys, with 4 guys playing a made-for-television charity event and raised, what was it, close to $20 million or something? I mean, it was just wonderful, just great to see. Back to what's going on here in Los Angeles, back to what's going here in the country, it's terrible. And I agree with John. I'm sorry, Andy. I don't think that sports, if we had sports on right now, would have changed anything what's going on in the past 24, 48, 36 hours. Politically, we have now been exposed as a country of what is going on racially, the division. And there has been something that has been boiling for a long time in this country for whatever reason you want to say, and I don't want to make this a political argument, a political show too much, but there's been a lot of that that's been boiling over. In 92, when I was living here, when the Rodney King incident happened, it was basically only L.A. What happened in Minneapolis has now blown up into an entire country. It was kind of like the Women's March the day after the president was elected. That was a whole country protesting. We have an entire country protesting, not in a very positive way, but collectively, there's something wrong when the entire country sees this incident, which is a terrible incident, one of the worst incidents we've seen in decades, of a man being killed by three cops kneeling on a guy's neck for 9 minutes. But the whole entire country is revolting in a certain way, albeit not very positive, but there is something intrinsically wrong with what's going on, that everyone is upset about this. Upset of how people are reacting, the people that, how they're reacting, the whole thing. It has caught the news. It has diminished everything that's going on, and it's probably putting us now 3 or 4 steps backwards from opening at least my city and probably this entire country. And the man at the top really needs to take a look at really what's going on, because the buck stops with the guy who's at the top. And it needs to be a little bit more of a little bit of leadership, a little bit of control, a little bit taking things under his own arm. You know, President Bush, Bush Sr., when the Rodney King thing happened, he came on television and he was a rallying cry. He was actually made, if you go to YouTube and watch his statement, he didn't blame the Democrat from Los Angeles who should have stepped in, as the way Trump blames the Democratic mayor for this and would have changed things. No, you just take responsibility. You had try to let calm and cooler heads prevail and try to bring us back to reality.
I think it's good stuff, Mitch, in Santa Monica, man. I wanted to give you that forum where you could just speak your mind freely, and obviously that's what we do on this program. Any program that Mike and I are associated with is always for the people, by the people, and because of the people, and that's your right to express yourself. And I think you had some really, really good points. Where does sports fit into all of this in the equation, in your humble opinion, Mitch?
Well, I think, like Mike said, sports is a distraction right now that we need from what's going on. Like John said, without fans in the stands, how much pressure is that going to take off? Okay, so now we're in front of our TV sets. I mean, I have my own feeling about, you know, music, just like sports, isn't the same unless you've got people there. I mean, it just doesn't work for me. Then you're just doing it for the dollar, and you're trying to figure it all out. I'd love to have sports. I think what baseball's trying to do now is trying to, by this sliding scale of, you know, the top guys are getting 85% cuts, where the bottom guys are getting 50% cuts. I mean, it's putting it, making it the owners look better than the players. I think if the owners really wanted to get the baseball players back, it would be more of a, well, you guys take a cut now, but we'll defer the payments over 3 or 4 years.
I agree. No, hey, that was an excellent point right there. And we're up against it. So we got to run. That's a decent suggestion, to be honest with you, but I don't think the players are going to wait for their money. We got to take a break. It's Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
That's a sobering thought.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour, which has absolutely flown by. It's amazing how, even though not much happening in the sports world except for figuring out how to bring things back in the most safe possible way that you can, we still find a way to talk about sports. We still find a way to talk about life, reality, and what's happening right now in America and globally, Mike Wilson. So, again, man, I give you big credit. I appreciate you as a partner. And this is troubling times, man. And this is how you and I, this is our therapy. A couple few times a week, obviously, we get out there and we talk about what's happening in the world. We talk about how sports are coming back. We talk about trying to be positive, to be quite honest with you, man. And I do appreciate you each and every week hanging out with me. And I appreciate you on the national and the local show, because it's our escape, man. That's all I can say. It's at least this is my escape. I don't know about you, but this is my escape, man.
No, this is definitely my escape. And Dorf, you're getting all up in my feels right there. Like, what the, you know, I mean, I think it goes without saying that we appreciate each other and just what we bring to the table in terms of positivity. I think there's a lot more room for us to be positive in this world. And because there's already enough negativity, and I think positivity rubs off on people. But look, I mean, it's just one of those things where we are in a bind right now in this country, and it's sad to see. But I think Mitch hit it pretty well. This has been boiling for quite a while.
Absolutely, no, 100%. It's definitely been out there, and we've been living with inequalities for a long, long time. And absolutely, it's time to take a stand, and we're obviously seeing that happen all over America. Got to take a break. Hour number one is over. That means hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A rocket ship built by Elon Musk's SpaceX company thundered away from Earth with two Americans on board, ushering in a new era of commercial space travel and putting the U.S. back in the business of launching astronauts into orbit from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade.
Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
After a smooth 19-hour flight, NASA's Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken docked with the space station.
And now that hard capture is complete, so that's confirmation of those 12 latches to create that airtight seal. Now that's complete. The umbilicals from the station side will interface with the Dragon vehicle umbilicals, and that'll provide power and communications through space station directly to Dragon.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Almost every mid to large sized U.S. city saw violent protest and rioting for a fifth straight night, and USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New York City stands as one example as police there made over 100 arrests after trash cans and dumpsters were set on fire and around a dozen police vehicles were burned. This peaceful protester there was commending cops for staying on the job despite the dangers they faced and managing to still show restraint.
I can't imagine what it's like to be, especially an officer of color, because for me, I have family that officers of color, and I understand the dilemma.
Officials across the U.S. South are scrambling to adjust their hurricane plans to the coronavirus. More than 70 counties were surveyed, and most of them said that they're still solidifying plans for public hurricane shelters. In Georgia, south of Savannah, Emergency Management Director Ty Popple said evacuations during the pandemic would be a nightmare, worrying about social distancing at shelters and on buses. Hurricane season officially starts Monday, though tropical storms Arthur and Bertha arrived early. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a California church's request to ease restrictions on attendance at worship services in the court's first efforts to balance religious freedom and public health during the pandemic. Chief Justice John Roberts joined the court's four liberals in an unsigned order that denied the church's application for a stay on the statewide restrictions imposed by Governor Gavin Newsom. They currently limit attendance at 25% of capacity or a maximum of 100 people. The mayor of Atlanta, one of dozens of U.S. cities hit by massive protests, has a message for demonstrators. She said, if you're out protesting, you probably need to get a COVID test this week. As more beaches, churches, mosques, schools, and businesses reopen worldwide, civil unrest in the United States over repeated racial injustice is raising fears of a new coronavirus outbreak in a country that has more infections and deaths than anywhere else in the world. And it's not just in the U.S. London hosted a large anti-racism protest that certainly violated government social distancing rules. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms warned that there is still a pandemic in America that is killing black and brown people at even higher numbers. Health experts fear that silent carriers of the virus could unwittingly infect others at protests where people are packed cheek to cheek without masks, many chanting and singing and shouting. The virus is dispersed by microscopic droplets in the air when people cough, sneeze, sing, or talk. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and of course, good evening to some of you people who are checking us out, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For the Dorf Man, it is Dorf on Sports. And, Mike, I don't know if you know this news, but I just saw this come across my feed. It has come to my attention that Moses Malone has passed away, a sudden death at age 60. He was supposed to be attending a golf celebrity tournament and in Norfolk, Virginia, and the examiner's office listed his cause of death as hypertension and cardiovascular disease. This is sad, man. This is terrible. Jerry Sloan goes last week. Moses Malone this week. I don't know how much more of this I can take, man. I'm being dead serious with you, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it just, you know, when it rains, it pours. Things come in threes. You know, you can put any kind of saying you want to it. Moses, he was one of my favorite guys growing up, man. When he talked about the playoffs and, you know, when he won it with Dr. J in Philly. And he was truly one of the greats.
Absolutely, man. So obviously hearts, prayers, thoughts, unbelievable, man. Just another one of those great NBA basketball players who's now no longer with us. Got to take a break. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. Talk to him about the state of affairs in the world right now. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Tired of the same old hat? CoverageGear.com is the top destination to find the hats and gear you need to represent your favorite pro teams and players. Head to CoverageGear.com with the promo code radio and grab a cap with the iconic jersey number of the all-time greats and current stars from the NBA, NFL, MLB, and more. These classic hats come in the font and style of the superstars' team. So with the number 30 from Golden State, number 2 from the Yankees, number 23 from the Bulls, or a number 12 from the Packers, CoverageGear.com will help you honor the legends of yesterday and today. And with Father's Day coming up, timing couldn't be better to check out our collection of dad hats, trucker caps, beanies, stickers, and more. Use promo code RADIO and get 20% off. That's promo code RADIO at CoverageGear.com. CoverageGear.com. We've got you covered.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch 6 TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.TV. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. 6 free channels at WatchYour.TV.
A swing and a long drive, deep right field, this ball, goal! I'm bombing at home plate! Jason Kipnis with a game winner! A walk-off three-run homer to right! The Indians have done it again!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Welcome back in, everybody. Tom Hamilton, play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Indians, doing his thing. And we are all missing hearing those calls from each and every one of those unbelievable announcers that we hear all across America. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, and now we're being joined by Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove winner, and a 2-time Silver Slugger Award winner. Brett, good morning. How are you this morning, pal?
Good morning, guys. Another morning.
What's happening? Where are you right now? Are you in California?
Yeah, I'm in San Diego.
So what's the situation like in San Diego? A lot of destruction, a lot of chaos, a lot of mayhem?
No. I heard the 8 freeway was blocked last night, but I think a lot of the stuff that went on was up in L.A., so I'm kind of removed from that. We're 100 miles from there, so.
You know, it's kind of crazy.
Life is normal.
It's crazy. I live in Scottsdale, and you know, Scottsdale's one of those spots that it's kind of like Beverly Hills, right? It's that really, really nice area here, and quite frankly, you know, people brought the rioting and the looting to the nice areas and neighborhoods. Here in Arizona, like you said, L.A. got hit, cities all across America. And I guess my question, because I don't have the answer, I don't think you have the answer either, but maybe we can discuss it and maybe we can kind of put some thoughts together here. What's the good that comes out of people rioting and looting? Does it bring awareness to the problem quicker? What's your thought, Brett?
Well, you know, without really getting into it, you know, something really bad happened in New York. And, you know, and people are legitimately upset and voicing, you know, how they feel. But when it comes down to destroying, you know, other people and small businesses and stealing, and I just can't wrap my mind around that. Hurting another person or another family. I don't know. It's sad to see. You know, I watch it on the TV like everybody else, and it's kind of like you're living in a alternative world. So it's tough for me to wrap my brain around it. People are angry. I get that. The protest, I completely understand on all sides. And but this the kind of the anarchist behavior is kind of something I have a tough time wrapping my brain around.
I'm with you there, and we're all on the same page. Protest nonviolently. Go out there and make your point. That is completely acceptable. Looting, rioting, and destruction is not acceptable. Go ahead, Mike.
No, you know, Brett, it's, you know, Andy and I have been talking since the top of the show about, you know, sports can be one of those things that brings people together. In your opinion, do we need sports as bad as we do now? I mean, is it just one of those things where we got to find a way to get sports back in the into the societal view to kind of maybe give us a distraction?
And not necessarily distraction. Sports is something, it's a lot of people in this country's daily reprieve. You know, it's the
right.
It's the guy that goes out, earns a living for his family, comes home and turns on the TV and has got his favorite team. You know, that's his solace for the day. And it's built into the fabric of this country. Yes, it's overwhelmingly important. You know, in my career, the time that I was able to be a part of something small by coming back and playing the game was after 9/11. And that was a time in our country's history that needed some healing and needed some good feelings to kind of, if for nothing more, it's, you know, just kind of escaping for 2 or 3 hours with some positive energy, rooting for your best team. Without a doubt, sports is built into the fabric of this country, and I think it's overwhelmingly important, and it'll be very welcomed if it were to happen here soon.
No, I totally agree. To me, sports are something that bring people together, and I think that's what you're saying. Music and sports have always been two things to me that have brought me together with other people. You know, you see,
well, yeah,
all
I
different
think,
types.
I think that's that, I think. Yeah, I think that's everybody. You know, everybody has their own thing. Everybody's not a big sports fan, but some people are big music fans. Art, you know, the simple pleasure of some people like going to the movie theaters and watching the latest film from their favorite producer. We all have different outlets that we go to. And right now, you know, guys are really, everybody, no matter what your passion may be, everybody's missing those outlets right now. Sports definitely being the main one for a lot of us. But across society, you know, people are missing what they want to see. They want to be able to go to a movie. They want to be able to go to a concert. You know, hopefully we get that sooner than later.
I agree. That's the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. This is something I've been thinking about for a while. We're not seeing much leadership from the top. Do you think that there are a few different sports people that are there now, maybe people in the past, that could step up and be a voice for the people as a whole? Is there one individual? Is there a group of individuals? How do we find leadership?
Are we talking about with the current baseball, or are you talking about just life?
I'm talking about just life. I mean, obviously right now we need somebody to give us a message, and it quite frankly isn't coming from our commander in chief right now.
Well, so, I, yeah, but you know what? I don't like to really go into that. People people come from all walks, and everybody has a different opinion, and it's like anything else. Nobody cares what Brett Boone has to think about the political climate of the country. Nobody cares, because, you know, and that's why I don't like to really delve into stuff like that. I think athletes coming out and telling people what they think politically, I don't think that helps anybody anywhere. I think, you know, an athlete, and if you have a platform, one thing I would say is just have a positive message and stay out of the politics and who's this and who's that. That does nobody any good. That just causes division on people that don't necessarily agree with your opinion. But if you're out promoting the goodness and rational thinking and just doing the right thing and loving your neighbor and being a good guy and helping the next guy and being of service, I think that was what we could be as a nation instead of politicizing things. And because nobody cares. You know, and I found that out a long time ago. People, when they ask me a question, not to talk to about myself in the third person, but nobody cares what Brett Boone thinks about what's going on politically. People want to hear about how to turn a double play, or what was I thinking in that situation, or in the World Series, Game 4, what were you thinking in this situation when you were facing the closer? That's what they want to hear from me. They could give a rat's butt what I think about the political climate. So
no, that's I think my that was extremely well said. Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. And look, we're just trying to figure things out on the fly. And, you know, I think the best way to do it is obviously to talk about it and discuss it. And that's what we're doing here on the program. Brett Boone, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf will all be right back here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Fastball belted deep to left field. Burns to the track, the wall. Get out the ride, brother. Buster Grandpa. It is grand salami time here in the first. My, oh my. The Mariners have four. They have four just like they got four in the first inning yesterday down in Anaheim. And there's only one man down, and Brett Boone, who hit the only grand slam home run last year, has hit one here on the 20th of April.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Brett Boone, I hope you heard that one, my man. I hope you heard that, my friend.
See, now the world is right. That's how you start off your morning.
That was Brett Boone put a lot of balls out of the park, 252, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not even looking at that number right now. It just rings in my head about how many home runs that you've had. But obviously, very good work by Scott, our producer on the other side, making it all possible. So great job, my friend. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with Brett Boone. I'm Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson as well. Look, I know we were talking a little bit about this last week, which was the Tiger, Phil, Tom, and Peyton Manning event, if you will. And obviously it was all for a great cause, raising money for COVID-19, $20 million, in fact. So it was pretty freaking amazing, to be quite honest. So kudos goes to all those people involved and all the people that donated and all the people that watched. I guess I'm bringing this up for a couple few different reasons. And it's like I said before, I think music and sports bring people together. Millions and millions of people's eyes were on that sporting event that took place. First and foremost, were your eyes on that? Were you one of the millions of people watching, Brett?
You know, I was in and out of it. And I think it's for lack of of anything else on TV right now. You know, you want to stay, there's only so much news you can watch. So I did watch it. I thought it started off, first let me say, as an amateur golfer in playing with the best players in the world, it's a tough thing right away. But I saw how they started off, and it's pouring rain. And they've got the rain gloves on to start your day, and I'm going, this isn't good. You know, it's tough enough for the pros, but in those conditions, how it gets down there in Florida. So I felt for Peyton and Brady right out of the gate. They started off real rusty, you know, like us amateurs do. But I, you know what I thought as the event went on, it was entertaining, and you've got to, probably the greatest golfer of all time and the greatest quarterback of all time. And then you've got a top 10 golfer of all time and a top 10 quarterback of all time. So I thought it was evenly matched. And I think you saw some personalities come out. You know, I thought for Brady, that was unbelievable. The shot from the fairway. I mean, us who go out there and hack it up on a weekly basis, that happens to us maybe once every 5 or 6 years, and he happened to do it when the biggest golf audience ever was watching, and I thought that was a cool moment. But for the most part, that's what we got right now. You know, that's what we got right now. We're watching amateurs and pros play together, which is not my. I love golf, and I'm a connoisseur, and you know, I love watching the tour. I really don't like watching amateurs play. I can do that anytime on a weekly basis. He can just follow my group around. But I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was good. And like you said, it did a lot of good. It raised a lot of money, raised $20 million. And if the numbers are right, I hear it was one of the highest watched events in the golf world of all time. So, so all good all around. Like I said, as time went on, I think the guys loosened up a little bit, and they had a pretty good showing, I thought.
I agree.
Yeah, Brett, let me just ask you this. I mean, since you do play golf and you've probably played with some big names, one, who's the biggest name that you've ever been in a foursome with in like a celebrity, you know, tournament or anything? And where's the nicest
I played with Tiger. Tiger was a member at my course in Florida, Isleworth. I played with him. I played with Phil. He's a member out here at my club here at the Bridges in Rancho Santa Fe. So I played with both those guys. When I was in my heyday playing with tour golfers, I always felt bad. You know, it was almost like them asking me to go to the cage. Once in a while is fine, but when you're there all the time, you're getting in my way. And that's how I felt and do feel playing with tour players. Like, why do they want to play with, you know, us hacks? They've got to get their game ready for this weekend's tournament. So I always thought it that way. If one of the tour guys asked me to play, I'd be happy to. Love going into another arena with professionals and seeing it from their side. But like I said, it's once in a while, if you have somebody from another sport want to go down to the batting cage with you and see what it's like on the pro side of baseball, I'd be happy to do that. But when I'm getting ready for a season, doing it every time, it's like, all right, can you get out of the way so I can get my work done? So I always gave them that respect. And like I said, I was never the one asking. But if I was asked by a tour player to play, oh, I'd jump at it, because off the field, golf was probably my biggest passion.
Yeah, you and me both, man. I love playing golf. I truly enjoy the game, and I'm a tennis guy myself. So, quite frankly, I totally get what you're saying about when you're trying to practice your craft and somebody's getting in your way. It's fun to show them. It's fun to teach them a few things, but then it's time to get to work as well. And speaking of getting to work, since we're talking about golf and foursomes and you're throwing your name drop and Tiger and Phil, what would be your ideal or the coolest, not ideal, but what would be the coolest foursome of golfers that Brett Boone could put together?
Well, let's not say I was name dropping. You asked me who I played with.
Absolutely. Just so happens
and they happen to be the topic.
Names in golf.
The one thing I'm not is a name dropper. All right, the biggest four. You mean who I would like to play with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would like to play with? Four guys, three guys other than yourself. Who would you like to play? Or females. Who would you like to play with?
Let's see. I would like to play with – well, this is a dream. This is a dream foursome, right? So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to go with Arnold. I'm going to go with Jack. Man, that would be tough because it's so many different combinations. You know, I'm gonna put Arnie, Jack. I want to play with Chi Chi, and I'm gonna put Freddie Couples in there, and then I'll be the fifth. that would be my dream, because you got the best. Freddie probably is one of the most endearing personalities ever to play on tour. And seems like a guy that I could hang with. So never got to play with him. Chi-Chi would be as entertaining as I could imagine. He was a big baseball fan. And Arnie and Jack, I think for the obvious reasons.
Yeah, I mean, two of the greatest names in golf of all time. And yeah,
what about Gary Player? He'd be fun to play around.
I don't think I'd tell him no. But I'll tell you, you gave me the four. I mean, I could come up with 20 spots. I could come up with 20 spots. But, you know, they're all great. Like I said, I just love watching those guys. And just, you know, as a baseball player, you know, you're so used to that. And being with baseball players and doing my crap, that's no big deal to me. But when you go into another arena and see it at the highest level, just to walk around 18 holes of these guys and just watch the ball contact they have, because you're not a professional at it, it's really cool to just see that.
I agree, man. The way that their ball just takes off, the flight, and the ability to basically work that ball however they want to work it. So Mike asked you, but I don't think you heard him, and I'm curious on this question as well. What's your favorite golf course to play?
Oh, man, another tough one. One round of golf. It's my last. It's definitely going to be up in the Monterey Peninsula. And just pick a course. I mean, I've got a chance to play those a lot of times. After I played Pebble Beach 40 or 50 times. But I think if I had one round left in my life, I've never got to play Augusta. I might have to just go to Spyglass Hills or Pebble just for the sheer, Pebble Beach, I haven't played Pebble Beach that well. For some reason, I just really never play it well. But once you get to the fourth tee and you go 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, just looking out over the cliffs, it's unbelievable. So
amazing stuff as always from Brett Boone. We got to take a little pause for the cause, but good stuff, man. That was awesome. Interesting stuff, too. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you are right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American and one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800 866-426-2301.
Watson with a convincing performance on this Sunday, 7-6 over Kevin Kisner to win his second World Golf Championship and his 11th PGA Tour victory. The tap in for Tiger. We thought we'd never see it. And I don't believe he thought either. Tour Championship winner. Tiger Woods, a winner again, number 80.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Is this chicken what I have or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken.
Yeah, chicken of the sea, baby. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, hanging out with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and Brett, we had to cut you off, obviously, because we were going to a break there in the midst of your telling us that the golf courses that you would like to play. So go ahead and finish that thought, my friend.
No, I thought I finished it. It'd be Pebble Beach, although I've never played Augusta. So that's a bucket list. I don't know. Like I said, that Monterey Peninsula, you know, I get a chance to go up there. We go up there once a year. MLB has a tournament up there, and I've been going for a lot of years, and that's kind of my big vacation for the year. I get excited. It's right around Thanksgiving every year, and you get to play four courses up there, and to me, there's nothing like it. I mean, I love golf and playing the local courses, but I get a treat once a year, and it's a pretty awesome place.
No, I agree 100%. What's going on in Brett Boone's life today? You guys, do you have anything good planned?
We got nothing. We got what do we got? No, typical stuff. Got the kids. They'll figure out something to do this afternoon. Who knows? We got the amateur draft on the 10th. My son's looking forward to that, possibly getting drafted. So I don't know. Life is as usual. Go out.
This morning I got up.
I had to get some detergent and some milk. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, hey, at least you were able to get out of the house. And what is Jacob? What is he looking forward to right now? How are people reaching out to him? Are people contacting him right now?
Yeah, teams are contacting him, and this is weird. This is kind of it's kind of see as you go for everybody, you know, and unless you're that blue chip, for sure can't miss number one pick type guy, you know, the rest of these amateurs are kind of in no man's land. You know, am I going to get drafted? Am I not? What's it look like? You know, it seems like they're paring down the minor leagues. Guys are getting released. You know, how many? Normally you have a 40-round draft or a 42-round draft, and this year it's pared down to 5. So how many free agents? How many, you know, what's that incoming class look like? When are they going to play? You know, more importantly is, a lot of these guys, man, the way it's looking, these minor league guys, especially at the lower levels, this is something that you might not play until next spring training. So everybody's kind of getting the lay of the land. And, you know, the one thing I keep telling Jake is, you know, it's not like you're alone. You know, everybody else, every senior in high school, every junior college player right now, every junior in college, all these draft eligible kids for the Major League Baseball draft, you're all in the same boat, you know, kind of, you know, not sure what's going to happen. So that's the one thing I always try to put things in perspective. And it's not that I'm just the one staying at my house right now or Jacob's not the one, you know, you got a lot of other guys with you. So,
hey, let me ask,
keep doing the right thing, being prepared and go.
Let me ask you this, Brett. I mean, it's got to be a really cool, unique situation. Jake is trying to be a fourth generation, major league baseball player. I mean, Like, you've got to be a proud father, first and foremost, to have a son that's at this level to even have this kind of consideration. But any added pressure? Does Jake feel added pressure? Are you trying to keep the pressure off of him? What's it like, you know, when your dad, your grandpa, your uncle, all you guys are former baseball players, and this is this kid trying to live his dream. So what's it been like, and from Jake's side, if you can? Because obviously we're not talking to Jake himself.
Right. I mean, the only person that truly knows is Jacob. But, you know, I follow my dad's protocol. And growing up, to be honest with you, I didn't feel an ounce of pressure. I had blinders on, and I had one thing, and I was going to the big leagues, and I was going there fast, and I was going to play in the big leagues for 15 years, and that's all I ever thought. I had a one-track mind. And my dad was great. Dad never pushed me baseball-wise. It was just there. You know, obviously it was what my dad did for a living, so it was obviously there. I just took to it and loved it. Jake's the same way. I've never put any pressure on him to play. Just like my younger sons, it's like, here's baseball. You know, I'd love it if you played, but if not, I'm going to support you and be the best dad I can, no matter what you decide to chase in your life and what you want to go after, whether it be you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a fisherman. You know, I'm just here to be the best dad I can and grow you up and help you be the best young man you can be. So he's chosen baseball. He's on the cusp of having an opportunity. All I can do is support him. But as far as pressure, I leave him alone. You know, if he has something to talk to me about with baseball, I wait for him to come to me. I'm not that dad at the games that you would never know if I was at a game. Good, bad, and different. You know, I kind of have that poker face. It's hard enough. I know what it's like. I've been in his shoes. And it's hard enough without an overbearing dad or somebody up there, you know, moaning and groaning and you know, being able to read what's going on with your son by the expression on your face. So I go there, I watch, I don't say much, and I spoke when I'm spoken to. So if he's got something on his chest, he's got a lot of options. He can go, you know, a lot of times I'll send him. I'll say, hey, go talk to your grandfather. You know, that's too much for me. So he's got a lot of outlets.
That's great stuff. That's the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball second baseman during his career. Just really cool to hear the inside scoop of the behind-the-scenes kind of dynamics of having a son that's trying to make it in the big leagues. Look, June 10th is when this goes down, or June 11th? Which one?
June 10th.
So if that's the case,
I think we
may have to do a double conversation. We may have to have Jake and you on if and when he gets selected. What do you think of them apples?
Sure, yeah, Jake would love it. But
I mean,
you know, keep our fingers crossed and see if it happens. If it does, yeah, I'm sure he'd be happy to come on.
Well, how does it work? Because I did a little research and I saw that he was drafted by the Nationals in 2017 in like the 38th round.
Right.
Am I right on that? So how does it work with this particular draft?
Well, it's five rounds. So basically you're down to 100 and I believe it's 162 players. Normally there's 1,000 players drafted. Or
right.
1,200 players in a normal season. This year it's down to 162. So there's a lot of guys that normally would be getting drafted this year that aren't. So the five rounds, and then everybody else, there's a cap on it, where you can only sign for a maximum of 20,000. You know, if you look at the draft sheet, I've never looked at a draft sheet in my life. And this year, you know, I had a little bit of a reason to, and I was looking at the pay slots for everybody. And if you were the last pick in the 10th round this year, I believe your slot pick was like $140,000. Well, now from the first pick in the 6th round on, the most any amateur can get is $20,000. So, the kids out there, it's a rough draft year, especially, you know, financially, if you're not in those first five rounds. So, you know, where I think it's going to weed out is that senior junior in college that gets drafted in the 30th round, a lot of those guys are going to be passed up, whereas normally in past years, they, you know, that lower round pick would have an opportunity. And once in a while, you see a pretty cool story come out of it. But this year, I don't think you're going to see that many, just be from a numbers aspect.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, man. Well, obviously, good luck to you. Good luck to Jake. And we appreciate you doing a lot of overtime here, because normally we have you for a couple segments. You basically made it through
You guys must be bored today.
You know what? I'm just learning so much about you over the last couple of weeks, man, and it's been kind of cool to kind of go down your family history of all the major league success that all you guys have had. And again, I'm pulling for Jake. I'm serious, man. We're doing a conversation with the both of you guys after that draft, and quite frankly, I want it either way, because I want to hear his emotions and where his head is if he makes it and if he doesn't make it, to be honest with you. And then if that's the case, where does he go from here, right?
Well, his alternative is he's ready to go for his college. Well, he had a college summer ball. He was going to go play in Cape Cod. That league's been canceled for the summer. But he's going back to Peninsula, Virginia. They started the beginning of July for all the college players. So he's ready to go. If the draft works, that's one thing. If the draft doesn't work out for him this year, he's going to go play in his college summer league and go back to school starting in the winter and finish up, get his college degree and be there for the draft next June 10th. So these are things that are out of your control. You know, what we're going through right now is out of our control. All we can do is the best with what we have to work with. So if it's meant to be, if he's going to get drafted this year and sign professionally, that's the way it's supposed to be. If he's got to wait a year, so be it. You know, like I said, he's not the only one going through it right now.
I agree. Hey, great stuff as always, Brett. We look forward to talking to you next week. My friend, have a great rest of your day.
All right, guys, have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Brett Boone, man, that was good stuff, Mike.
It was really good stuff.
I'm sorry I didn't get you in the conversation much, but that was just, Dorfman kind of just going one-on-one there with Brett and talking to him a little bit about life, his kids, and obviously we know his son is going to have an opportunity, hopefully, to make it to the major league. So we love it, man. We're all about the Boone family, man, if you can't tell, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all about the Boones, and it's going to be fun to see what happens to his son in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. And again, like I said, if he makes it, if he doesn't make it, man, we are absolutely going to get those two guys on the radio together. I think that'd be pretty cool stuff. All right, we got to take a break. I know it. I see it. I understand it. We'll be back in a few, people, to wrap things up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and a all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live each and every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Adjust your clocks according to wherever you may be in the world. We always come back to you late night as well. So we got you covered in all ways, shapes, and forms. And before we get to our parting shots, I got to do what I always do. We got to thank our guests. We got to thank John Poulter for joining us in hour number one, and then Brett Boone for joining us in hour number two. Mike, sorry you weren't a huge part of that conversation with Brett and I, but it's really interesting, at least to me, knowing about the Boone family and many different layers, many different generations, and just a lot of good people in general, man. So your turn, brother. It's parting shot time.
My parting shot time goes out to Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics. He is a native of Georgia, in fact, Marietta, Georgia, even though he went to University of California as a college player. But he drove 15 hours from Boston to Atlanta to take part in a peaceful protest in the city of Atlanta and to put his face on what's going on in our country. And he goes, just because I'm a celebrity doesn't mean that I shouldn't be taking part in trying to make our society better. And so I'm just going to give a shout out to one of my favorite players in the NBA, and that is Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, no, great stuff. And I guess that part of my question to Brett, and this is my parting shot too, is you know, and I was asking about, is there an athlete, is there a group of athletes, is there an entertainer, is there somebody that can give a message to the American people in a way where we can have some comfort, we can have some understanding, we can have some sense of calm, I guess, in a sense, because truth be told, right now what we're seeing in the streets all over America is it's devastating. It's heart-wrenching, Mike. To me, it's absolute chaos. It's insanity. In a lot of ways, it's necessary for people to have their voices heard, but it's not necessary to go out and have destruction and mayhem all over cities where potentially more people could get hurt, harmed, or something along those lines. So anyways, people, be safe, be smart, take care of yourselves, be kind. I guess that's really my message here right now. Be kind, be careful, and please be aware of your surroundings, because you don't know who's there, what they're doing, and why they're doing what they're doing. But you know what you're doing, and you can control yourself. So for Mike, for Scott, for everybody involved today, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Yes!
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.